Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. Sorry for the delay, little technical glitches. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We apologize for the reruns last week. He had a bad cold, and no clear channel can be done when somebody's not physically well. Okay, so we're going to get started right now, and I understand we have some callers, so let's go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
This is Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene, how wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Okay. So can you tell us why you chose to be here today, what your message is?
One of the abilities that I was blessed with was the ability to manifest the reality that I wanted to live in.
Okay.
Manifest. And I'm here to tell everybody to do the same.
Okay.
Make it the way you want it, folks.
Okay. Manifestation. Manifesting what we want for our lives.
That's right.
Okay. Beautiful. That's a very big deal right now.
It certainly is.
Yes.
And going to get bigger.
It is going to get bigger. And it's great fun to kind of play with manifestation and learning the attitudes and the methods of getting better at manifesting what we each want. It's really wonderful.
And have you ever noticed how much you tend to give the power to manifest what you want to others?
Yeah, people do that, don't they? They give up their own
center. It doesn't serve.
No.
So I'm trying to point out, don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. I do know that we have some callers. I have... Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Welcome. Hi. And yay, I finally get BBS radio sound on my computer. So,
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So, I have lots of questions. Mary's aware that I have quite a few. We were told a while ago that Senator McCain had been arrested. Is that accurate? And he's in house arrest?
House, yes.
Okay, then who is it? His double going out, causing problems in the public?
He's under house arrest, but he is allowed to make appearances.
Oh, well, then he's not, in my point of view, he's not arrested very good.
No, okay. I can see that.
Okay. And then South Korea just impeached President Park. The person that will be replacing her, will they be for humanity?
Yes.
Okay. I watched a live news show, and I was very happy when they started talking about the fake news happening in South Korea and people aren't buying it. And then they talked about how it is all over the world. So I'm glad they brought that up. So, okay.
It is less hidden now than it used to be.
Yes. And I'm glad countries like South Korea are talking about it. So it shows that it's all over the world, just they're waking up all over the world. So that I thought that was wonderful. Okay, Jeff Sessions, who is currently the Attorney General that Trump put in, is he for humanity, Jeff Sessions?
Well, you know, and I know that Mr. Trump has put in place some individuals that he is going to have a great time telling, you're fired.
Oh, good. Okay. And what about John Huntsman, who's just been named the ambassador to Russia? Is he for humanity?
Yes.
Okay. No. I'm writing my answers down. I read about a Dr. Sebi, S-E-B-I, that he has created a product that's liquid that can cure diseases such as cancer, HIV, AIDS, etc. Is his product real or is it hooey?
The intentions are good.
Okay. Okay. From the last call 2 weeks ago, Mary had asked about humanity, how close they're, how high the percentages are, and when things like the gold standard will be put in place, the RV/CE. What is the percentage now of getting closer to having the full disclosure, the RV, et cetera, done? What percentage are we at now?
It's easier to say what percentage needs to be completed.
Okay, what percentage needs to be completed then?
1.87.
Oh!
Percent.
That is great.
Okay, Mary, if there's any add-on questions that I hadn't thought of to each one, throw it in, please.
So, you're doing great, Cindy.
Okay, so do you have a ballpark estimate of when we'll be at the 1.87 will be completed?
When the time of year rolls around that you call August.
So you're, okay. So I thought in springtime we would be able to have the RBCE occur. Is that still a strong possibility?
Yes, dear one. Those two are not linked.
Oh, okay. So you're saying a strong possibility for full disclosure on our galactic family is in August?
Yes.
Cool. Yes. Okay. So when we were talking just a moment ago, talking to RBCE, what do you classify as spring, since the world has been having crazy ass weather? I mean, are we in spring now?
You're about to be.
Sometime in March?
March 21.
But that's officially spring on our calendar.
That's spring equinox, and yes, that's when you're going to be in spring.
Okay, so it would be within a month or two the CE would happen, the RV/CE?
Before summer is well started.
And summer is June, March, April, May. So it could drag out till May? Okay. Then I read... there's this person that gets information from a galactic person by the name, they have the name of NEBRAC, and another galactic person has gone by the name Stan X. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, dear one.
Are they a reliable source?
Mostly.
Okay, because they were talking about, this is from my notes, a geomagnetic differential hidden from view, that it was an Earth steer station. It was an obscure ELF station, non-military, being ran by one man and two women, operating at one hertz frequency, and it was producing a magnetic field manipulation of consciousness. Is this accurate?
No, but it's a nice fantasy.
Oh. Hey, didn't hurt to ask.
That's
okay,
true.
Okay, so I could sort of consider this Brack and Stanek. Go ahead.
But I will say this. If you really want to manipulate humanity's consciousness, improve your own.
Okay. Okay.
That's the best way. Best way.
Okay. So I've been job hunting, looking for a more loving environment. And yes, I'm working on manifesting. Is there a strong possibility there's a job I'm going to be able to accept in the next 2 weeks or less?
Dear one, are you sure you want it?
I don't know if I'm going to have a job. And I'm working on understanding the drama between three women at work and myself. Two women I get along great. Everybody I get along great, but these three women are interesting. And so I don't know if I'm going to be having a job. I want the money, of course, but my concern is that all of a sudden I'll be told I'm no longer needed.
Is that because you want a different job?
No. Today I've been looking at what am I learning from this that's been going on, and
you want me to answer that question for you?
Sure.
You're giving yourself an opportunity to look at the fact that you need to trust your own feelings.
Okay.
You know that you want to be in a different workplace. You know that.
Yes.
It doesn't serve you to play like you don't know that.
Well, I know I don't want to be working there. And so I did get some coaching from Mary. I do not know if that job's going to be offered to me because I didn't get a call back from them. So I just need the money for, let's say, 3 more months. So I just see that I work in a loving environment and just believe it totally, and hopefully things will shift there because I cannot be responsible for their actions.
Nobody's asking you to be responsible for their actions, dear one.
Okay. So you're seeing that I'm able to stay at this place where I'm at with my hours keep getting cut back. And that's my concern. That's why I've been looking for more work, other work.
Dear one.
Yes.
The universe is conspiring to help you with your wish not to be there.
Is it conspiring to help me have a replacement job?
You haven't been clear in that request.
Oh, okay.
You've been very clear in the other, but not in that.
Oh, okay. Because my goal has been able to go in and say, I quit. I quit.
Okay. Yes? Well, you might consider changing goals.
Okay. So focus on having a steady income that I thoroughly enjoy.
That would serve.
Any other suggestions?
Lighten up.
Okay.
When you're heavy, it's hard for things to flow. So what you need to do is lighten up. Would you not agree, dear one?
Yes, totally.
All right.
Totally.
And how about you, Mary? Would you agree?
Absolutely.
All right. We got agreement.
Is Mary and I sort of working neck and neck on lightening up and laughing more? Well, it seems like that seems to be a thread that we're supposed to be laughing more, the both of us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you can recommend it to others.
Okay. Okay, great. Shift my focus. Okay, I've shifted it because I had a major breakthrough the other day. So that helped shift me a lot. So, okay. Well, Mary, you were going to say something?
No, just going to thank you, Cindy, very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Barb, you're next. Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening, Mary. I'd like to know if Trump will be impeached.
It's a two-letter word. No.
Okay, Paul Ryan. He knows nothing about medicine, and why should he give advice and explain what should be done? It should be people of medical knowledge and advice, and like what should and will happen. Do you agree?
I agree that he doesn't serve.
Okay. There's so much turmoil. And what is exactly happening?
Your entire world is changing. You are looking at morphing into a much better world.
We are going through ascension, and when will it end?
I didn't say you were going through ascension. I said you're going through a period of morphing into a much better world.
Okay. Are you aware of the word ascension?
I am. And that is coming.
So there's a difference.
Yes.
Well, so we're not going through ascension. Nobody is going through all these changes that are taking place in our bodies? or our brains.
That is all happening also.
In conjunction with the world changing?
Yes.
When will it end?
What do you mean by end?
When will we as people of this planet recognize that we have now gone into a different world?
Some of you do already. More of you will as time goes along.
But how do we know that we've gone into another world?
Pay attention, dear one.
Pay attention to what, Mary?
Everything. Pay attention to the way people relate to one another. Pay attention to what is being asked of you. Pay attention to what is being given to you.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about Comey? Who is he? And what is his aim? What does he want to, what is his main function? What does he want to do? Destroy?
He's not of the highest light, no.
Obama, did he do what he is being accused of?
Worse.
Did you say the word worse?
I did.
Will he be sent to jail?
Will he be what?
Go to jail for what he did that is so bad.
No, he's made agreements long since to save him from that.
He's made agreements to save himself from going to jail?
Yes.
What would that be? What agreement?
There are agreements he made to give information to the government about what he has done and why, in exchange for immunity.
Oh. Okay. Why is Valerie Jarrett living with the Obamas in Washington?
A lieutenant, shall we say?
Oh. Okay, this isn't the decision maker. Okay. Well, when will I meet the man I'm manifesting? Will I be moving to Chicago or Wisconsin? Or will he be here in Massachusetts?
I think you will find him in Wisconsin, dear one.
And this is just for Cindy. Lighten up and fly right.
Can't go wrong with that.
That's right. Thank you, Mary. Good evening.
Good evening, dear one. Namaste.
Okay.
Namaste.
Alyoska, welcome. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you, my friends. So, I had a cat, collie girl, who died last week. She passed on. And my question about her is, I feel I'm right in that animals have souls. Is that correct?
Of course.
Yes. Now, do they have group souls, or do they maintain their individual souls?
Individual.
Good. Okay. If
you're talking cats.
Cats, yeah.
Yes. Then yes.
As opposed to what? Dogs? Does dogs not have individual souls?
Ants don't, for example.
Ants. Ants don't have individual souls. Okay, I wasn't going there. Okay, so I want to connect with her. I am connected with her in my heart. I feel like when I'm with her fully in my heart that we are connecting, and that is forever, that we are bonded, and that she connects with me, that we are connected. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a choice both of you have made.
Yeah, we're very close. And the only somewhat sorrow I have about this, we were together for 17 years and very intimately, and we really connected with each other. And when she was going, it was last Wednesday that she was leaving, and I wasn't with her. I brought her to the vet, and she left just as she was being carried into the office there. And I was not with her. I wanted to be holding her in my arms. How important is that to her? Yes.
Dear one, she couldn't leave while you were present. She had to have you absent to be able to go.
Why? How is that?
She was too connected to you.
Oh, my God. That is really something. Because as soon as we weren't together anymore, she left. And I was feeling so bad
exactly.
about it.
Don't.
Oh, boy.
You gave her a present. You allowed her to go.
Yes. Oh, boy. You know, animals, as you know, they just open you up so much. They're such beings of connection and love. Anyway. So, thank you so much for saying that. So, I want to ask you about Trump. Tell me what... I'm sure he's serving us in some ways. Many ways. But
many ways, yes.
Are we gonna survive him? I mean, I'm concerned about the environment and the people he's choosing. Is our world going to be intact? Is he going to destroy stuff before he leaves?
He's doing what he thinks is right. And it has been a long time since somebody has been in that position that has done that.
What, he's doing what he thinks is right?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's good for him, but a lot of what he's doing that he thinks is right, I don't think is right for humanity. What do we do about that?
There will be an opportunity to ameliorate these choices coming along sooner than you can imagine.
Oh, good. So we'll be able to, like, have another vote or what? Can you be more specific about what you're talking about?
Okay, I will. There is new governance coming. There is new governance coming. Everything is going to change. There will be opportunities to choose again, choose differently in almost everything.
Alyoska,
wow. We need
also-
it.
Yes. Alia also realizes, this is Mary, realize that he is learning about new things and he's changing his viewpoints and his actions on certain things that he was simply not up to speed on. His job is almost impossible to correct everything. So be patient and have faith, okay?
Well, thank you, Mary. So he is evolving. This is what I've been praying for because he's such a powerful man. With the right values, man, he could be wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
So that's what you're saying, that he is growing and evolving, and he will be serving humanity more and better. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, what I'm saying, dear one, is that he is the transition to new governance, which is going
got
to
it,
allow everything to move in a much better direction for humanity.
Oh, thank God. Oh, music to my ears. Well, thank you so much. I have nothing. I'm just a satisfied camper here. Thank you so much, everybody.
You're most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Alyoska.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
Okay. Okay. Good night. Thank you for all those answers and your patience, Mary Magdalene. We are honored to have Mary Magdalene with us tonight, which is awesome. And I have a few things. WikiLeaks has released what they call Vault 7, which is about the CIA and the CIA creating whatever they want to make it look like it comes from some other country like Russia or so forth, that they are masters of this. And Zero Hedge has particularly put out this information and how they can make anything they want to say to the public come out from any place they think, because they can create that, right?
Correct.
Okay. So WikiLeaks is doing an awesome job as usual, right?
Yes, they are.
Exposing stuff.
Yes, indeed.
Blessings to Julian Assange for his courage in what he's taken on. That's just awesome. There's another article about the deep state dying, and that this is partly due to Trump's exposing things and other whistleblowers. Is this pretty much correct?
It is correct, and it is simply that it is time for this to happen. It's not due to any one thing happening in the world.
Okay, it's time because the consciousness, particularly of Americans, is rising enough to allow this to happen?
Not just Americans, the entire world.
Okay, okay.
And thank goodness for that.
Thank goodness.
Yes, and thank you, dear one, for sharing my name.
Yes, Mary Magdalene. Thank you for being here. My goodness. Okay.
My pleasure.
It's nice that there's now a label that's well known called the deep state for the hidden shadow government, which is a good name for people to at least have a handle on something they're learning about, right?
Yes, otherwise known as your slave masters.
Yes, right. The powers that were.
Yes.
That are going bye-bye. Yes, okay. What's happening at Standing Rock? We haven't had any recent news that I'm aware of. And the indigenous peoples there.
They are no longer in the limelight of the news. And so it has been easier for the pipeline, if you will, to turn things around to their way.
Okay, because they're not being covered in the alternative media like they were.
Correct.
Yeah. Are there still Native Americans there?
No, they've been taken out.
They've gone?
Yes. No, they haven't gone. They were taken out.
Oh, they were taken out.
They were escorted out.
Oh, that's not good.
Really?
Oh, brother. And that's not in even the alternative news that I've seen.
It's there, but it's not. Again, none of this is in the limelight anymore.
Oh, that is sad. We need to get that out. Somebody needs to cover that. Somebody with presence.
They need your support now more than ever.
More than ever. Yes. Okay. Trump had put out some kind of an executive order or something saying that the pipeline needed to be moved and away from the indigenous lands, and that American steel had to be used in anything forward from that day. Has that actually happened, either of those things?
Both of those things are bogged down.
Because the pipeline people don't want to do that.
That's correct.
All right. And nobody's opposing them effectively now, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that is not good. Okay, what do you suggest that our listeners can do about this? Is there anything that we can do?
Write or call your congresspeople.
Okay.
Tell them this needs to be fixed.
Okay. All right. All the Congress people and fix it.
Yes.
All right. Good idea. Okay. There was news that George W. Bush, I don't know whether it was Herbert or Junior, was arrested at JFK Airport. Is that true? Not true?
It's true.
True. Was it Herbert or yes. Herbert? Okay. I understand he's not in great health. Was he trying to escape the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes. And he was detained. Is he being detained?
Yes.
Like more or less permanently until they decide what to do with him?
Yes.
Okay. Will he go on trial? Do you suppose? Are there going to have actual trials for a lot of these people?
There will be trials for some of them.
Some of them. Okay. All right. Marine Le Pen of France, is she a good lady trying to make good changes? Or a mixed bag?
She's a good lady.
Good lady. And she's up against whatever cabal is left there, right?
Yes, okay. She is.
Does she have the ability, she and her team, to withstand their assaults and move forward?
She will be victorious.
She will be victorious. Yay. She's also being helped, I presume, by...
Of course.
Good guys behind the scenes. Yes. People like you, people like the Galactics, people like whoever is available, right?
And people like you.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. There's been a question over the years that several people have raised about the Dalai Lama being a good guy as he presents himself, or not really a good guy, being like a deep state agent or an undercover person who's really different from what he presents. Can you provide any information about that?
I would like to tell you that he's a good guy. But I can't.
But he can't. Okay. We've had people propose that he be a speaker at our center, and I have never had a good feeling about that. We will not invite him.
Don't do it.
No. Good show to have clarity on that. All right. It's my understanding that George Soros funded, or maybe is still funding, a lot of the chaos, riots, challenges in the big cities against Trump. But also, I was told, Benjamin Fulford said that George Soros was taken out a number of weeks ago. Can you tell us the truth about what's going on there?
Both of those things are true.
Okay.
The organization that he headed is still alive.
Okay, so those who were committed to him in the organization have the power to pay the money to,
yes,
to a lot of young people who are clueless. So very influenceable, and love being paid. Again, because of the economy being bad, they can't get jobs, and even the good ones among them. Yes?
You can make excuses for them if you wish.
But they really ought to stand on their own 2 feet and create what they want.
Correct.
Instead of taking an easy route out. Yes. Okay, good. It's reported that the former head of the IMF, Rato, from Spain, has been sentenced to 4.5 years in jail for improper banking practices and stealing money, something like that.
Stealing money, yes.
True?
Yes.
And that 65 elite bankers were also... in the same sweep, so to speak, and are in some process of being tried or prosecuted or
prosecuted,
going to jail,
yes,
being prosecuted. Okay. Are those all from Spain, or were they IMF people, so could be from anywhere?
They were from other places as well.
Okay. So they're basically IMF staff?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. So the IMF is being cleaned out. Will it survive and with good guys, or will the whole IMF thing be replaced by some other organization? Gone.
Gone.
Cleaned out and then gone.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. Pence Priebus, the chief of staff for Trump.
Yes.
There are mixed reports about him. It's either protecting Trump from real information or he's a good guy. Is he one of the ones that's not a good guy and Trump will eventually fire him? Or what's going on with Pence Priebus?
This one will soon hear the famous words, "You're fired."
So Trump has had the wisdom, as I've known for some time, of appointing some people who were then given the opportunity, had the credentials and the ability, and were given the opportunity to be good guys and do some good.
Correct.
And then if they didn't perform, it's bye-bye, and they get exposed for not stepping up into what would be a really good opportunity for them, right?
Right.
Good. Smart of Trump. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right?
Exactly.
Good old statement. Love it. All right. There's a report about the CDC and the vaccines information that they have covered up a great deal. Let me see if I can bring that up, where there's an actual exposure now through Natural News of
Big Pharma's arm.
Yeah, Big Pharma's arm, right.
That's exactly what they are.
Exactly, okay. That there's African green monkey kidney cells in the vaccines, some of them at least, and fibroblast cells from aborted human fetuses. Okay, and then Mike Adams gives a whole list of some actual technical information that most people, including me, would not understand because we don't have the medical background. But things like E. coli and glutamate and artificial cloning chemicals and the radioactive element barium and some GMOs, some cells from pigs and chickens and cows and so forth, all that stuff is to some degree in at least some of the vaccines that the CDC has approved. Is that all correct information?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I know sometimes I have felt from Mike Adams that some of his reports were like, that's not right, but he's hit a home run on this one, has he not?
Absolutely.
Yes. And he got Google to reinstate his websites and so forth because there was so much outcry, which is right. So Google, of course, is a cabal creation, is it not?
Of course.
Of course. And as an aside, why do so many good people trust Gmail when it's a Google thing, is it not? Gmail is Google?
Of course. And Google Mail. That's what Gmail stands for.
It stands for Google Mail, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And it's not secure, right? And
right.
It's free. And so...
of course it's free. They want to know what's going on.
Of course. So there's so many people that are good people that actually do have some email stuff that should be much more secure. I've always encouraged people to pay for an email because, I mean, I use Fastmail and it's only $40 a year, but you actually get personal service and they actually care about some level of security and some level of personal service. That's $40 a year. That's, what, a latte a month? From Starbucks? Okay.
I think you mean a week.
$40 a year? $3 a latte? No, I mean one a month. Okay.
Okay.
Roughly $3 or $4 for a latte. Okay. So, of course, the CDC is just a complete disaster. As far as humanity is concerned,
they were never for humanity.
They never were, yes. And the CDC, Mike has given a list of vaccine excipients published by the CDC current as of January 6th of this year. And it's a huge list. I mean, I have to scroll down a whole screen on my computer to get just through the A's, let alone the B's and C's and D's and so forth. This is so valuable. This needs to be spread far and wide.
Right. The CDC needs to be abolished.
And abolished. Absolutely. Does
bottom line. Yes.
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 Yes. Now, Kennedy is supposedly in charge of exposing this information. Is he doing a credible job of research and exposing, or is he being, of course, he's being attacked to holding.
Of course, he's being attacked, but he is motivated and has got the bit in his teeth, shall we say.
Oh, good. So he's not going to give up.
No.
No. Okay. Awesome. And Trump is ultimately going to abolish the CDC or get it abolished one way or another, whatever the legal process is.
Whatever that needs, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Great. All right. Those people need to find other jobs or shape up their act or something and get on the good team. Pizzagate and the child trafficking going on throughout the world, and it has been for so long. The exposure hopefully is now beginning to do some good and rattle the cages of those who've been involved. Can you give us an update on
It's starting to sicken the people who are just now allowing themselves to look.
Okay.
That's what it's doing.
A big deal, is it not?
It is.
It's huge because so many people, including myself in the past in some areas, would block information like that so we wouldn't receive it and therefore couldn't believe it or act on it.
Correct. Right?
So that's breaking down now, and people are waking up, allowing the information and the awareness. Okay. So at some point, this is going to bust wide, wide, wide open, is it not?
Yes, it is. And not in the very distant future, in the very near future.
Very near future, like a month, 2 months, 3 months, like we're talking very soon because the...
Very soon. Summertime, at least.
At least. Great. Because the information is breaking out all over now. And this is awesome.
And we'll continue.
Okay. All right. There's something going on in Arizona to fire the Fed, separate from the Fed, approve gold and silver as currency or something like that for ordinary transactions. Is this real? Is this actually happening?
It is happening.
Okay. And it's my understanding that it's Sonoma County in Mexico, which is on the Arizona border, that one of their towns sent a group of individuals to Arizona to complain about Arizona's new law that employers must hire only legal people and not under the table people, no matter where they come from, not just Mexico, but it would be mostly from Mexico. And protest. Is that true? Did that really happen?
Yes, that did happen.
Okay. And that the officials from Mexico were very upset because now a lot of those people from Mexico are going back to Mexico to the small towns to demand the same services they were getting free. And Mexico, that area, doesn't have the money to support that. And
Correct.
So they're up a creek.
Yes.
So this is... this is certainly a good move, I would say, because don't countries need to be responsible and take care of their own and have some reasonable laws about who gets free support and who needs to work and that kind of stuff?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you think it's reasonable that anybody on the planet be refused help?
health care?
Help of any kind.
Oh, help of any kind.
Health care, housing.
Okay. That brings up...
Food.
Okay.
Shelter.
When... Okay, that brings up for me a mixed bag, because there's the compassion side where you do everything you can to help somebody, but if somebody refuses to help themselves, that's another ball game. And there are times when good people can't help themselves or they don't know how, but there are other times when they're just lazy and won't step up. So, a refusal to help, if the refusal is not possible because it will bankrupt the system, then why should the system be bankrupted by people who refuse to take care of themselves or refuse to step up? At the same time, there's times when everybody has issues and needs some kind of support, even if it's just from friends, not the system. So can you clarify?
I understand where you're coming from, but I will say this. Once it is not possible to lie, then those people who just want to be scallywags will be obvious, won't they?
Oh, very obvious.
Get taken care of it, in other words.
Okay, so the clarity of consciousness that's coming, where there can't be any lies or games or people scamming other people because things will be out in the open.
Yes.
Take care of all of this. Okay.
And more.
And more, yes. Meanwhile, it would be good for Mexico and any country to step up better and take care of its own to a greater degree. And if necessary, provide education and job skills and so forth so they can go get a job or start a business or something. So,
yes.
Not just provide welfare for welfare's sake.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, very, very good. Let's see. What else? Antarctica. What is going on in Antarctica? Can you share the exposure that's coming up and what's really there that it's okay to know about at this time?
Well, there's a number of things happening there. As you know, that's the entrance to, quote unquote, the inner world.
Right.
Inner Earth, whatever you want to call that.
Or hollow
Earth. Yeah. Hollow Earth.
Okay.
It's also a portal to the galaxy.
Okay.
Where ships come and go.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is occurring there.
Yes. And this is being more and more exposed now, is it not? It's time
Correct.
For this to come out?
It is way past time.
Way past time. Okay, I'll go along with that. Patience has been a very big lesson the last few years. Waiting for these times for things to come out. Okay. So probably what we're getting in the news is a mixture of information and disinfo about Antarctica, depending on who's giving it.
Yes. Of course.
Of course. So that's going to go on for a little while longer.
It will.
Okay. But I was...
Again, I tell you, when you're not able to lie, that's going to change the whole game, isn't it?
Absolutely change the whole game.
Let's have that. Have that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, let's have that.
Great.
Yes. Yes. So nobody can get by with anything that's not honest and truthful.
Right.
Okay. Is that just a matter of our consciousness in general opening further to be able to discern? Or people just...
There's a little more to it than that, but that's the primary driving ingredient.
Okay. So it's our discernment is one factor.
Yes.
Increasing our discernment. paying attention, like you said to one of our callers today.
Yes.
Pay attention. Okay. Another thing is that people with the higher consciousness will also be less likely to try to deceive others. Right. So the sources will become more pure, as well as us having to discern from sources what's true. Okay. So both of those things are at play.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. That's so awesome. Okay. I have just one last question. Our kitten, Sizzle, again, injured himself, and we've been given quite a bit of information about him. Unless he's moved in the last hour, he's still hiding under the bed. And I plan to go and hand feed him and bring him water when we finish. He did eat this morning from my hand. Is there anything else we can do that we haven't already been told that you can help us about him? He's a great kitty with great potential.
Ask me, I will help.
I ask you, please, to help Sizzle.
Done.
Okay. Our other cat, Jazz, has been trying to teach him to get out of his injure myself program, shape up, join the world.
That he has.
Okay. And that's made some kind of impression on Sizzle, but there needs to be more of that.
Yes.
Yes. So I ask for that. Is he still pretty much desiring of being here on the planet with us, Sizzle?
Yes.
He is. So.
He just has his feelers hurt.
His feelers and his hip. Yes.
Mostly his feelers.
Mostly his feelers. Was that because of the way the host handled him? Was that where the feelers are? Or because we haven't paid enough attention to him?
In his consciousness, he just can't believe that you would let him get hurt.
Oh, even though he's creating it. Yeah,
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There's a little, there's everybody gets their opportunity to learn lessons, right?
Oh, yes.
Including Sizzle.
Including Sizzle, yes. Okay, so if we pay more attention to him, baby him more, pet him more, treat him as more important to us, even though we've done some of that. We don't do it 24/7. That's not going to happen. But he'll come out of this?
You'll get there.
Okay, how's his hip doing now?
His hip is doing much better than his feelings.
Okay. Okay.
Don't know how to tell you that better than that.
Okay. Is he able to walk normally now or not quite yet?
Not quite, but
he's
close.
He's close. Okay. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, Mary Magdalene, thank you so very much for
being here, dear one.
For sharing all of your beautiful messages. Including your initial statement about manifestation. And for any of you listeners or listening to the archives, if you missed that, go back to the first part of the show and listen to her statement about manifesting the reality that you want to live in, because that's what she learned to do. And that's her message tonight.
Correct.
Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we are very grateful for your presence and your gifts. Thank you so much.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste.